Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Our greetings and salams and respect and salutations, first of all, to the Imam of our time, Imam Mahdi, Ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif, and to you, dear brothers and sisters, who are listening to another episode of the program, Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we try to delve a little bit deeper into challenges and problems that you, dear parents, Muslim parents, might have with regards to raising your lovely, dear teenagers. And alhamdulillah, in the studio, we have our dear guest, an expert of the program, Sayyid Salman Naghawi, who is a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University. His specialty is Islamic studies. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much.
So previously we talked about the challenge or problem that a lot of we parents have with our teenagers when they are rude to us and they don't like respect us the way they should, or they come home from school, they're angry, they talk back to you, you want them to do something, they're going to say, no, I'm not going to do it, you do it yourself, or you ask them to do something, they're not going to do it for you. We talked about this. Now, in this program, we would like to talk about a very similar topic, which is how to handle teenagers' negative behavior. Muslim or non-Muslim, we are faced with the problems that teenagers are really rude these days. I don't know whether it's because of the media, whether it's because of so many, the hormones that they're eating, you know, the food, like the food that we're eating these days, it's not as healthy as the past time. The animals, like the bird, is injected with so much hormone, or like it's not as organic as in the past. So all these factors may, you know, contribute to their being so different from when we were teenagers. But anyhow, how should we react with our teenagers?
Yes, it's always been a challenge for being for parents. We've always talked about the gap between the generation gap has always been there. It's not something new. Of course, circumstances have changed, the environment has changed, the food that we eat has changed, and how we engage with the world, it has changed. Many things have changed, but the basic structure of the human mind and the behavior is still there. And especially teenagers, maybe they are very good, pleasant, polite children before becoming adolescents. But that's when the tricky part starts, when they start changing from within and they can't. Of course, maybe you, as a parent, you have been able to open that communications with channel with the child before teenagehood, and you have been able to cheat to understand, make him understand the situation. But normally, that's not the case.
So this is actually one of the keys, that you should have established a very good, intimate relationship with
exactly.
your child long before he or she turns into a teenage
exactly.
person.
Of course. So, in any case, mostly this situation does come up, even if the person has been a good child before that time. And so there we have to, you know, deal with that. And we want them to obey rules. We want them to respect us. We want them to not be obstinate, not to be easy to deal with, to be they're easy to talk to, they're easy to, you know, they come to us and we go to them and we're free. in our discussions. That's all. So that has to be, there has to be some modeling from our side. We need to model that respect. We need to show them and teach them how to respect us.
You mean with regards to our own parents, with regards to our own elders?
No, even if I want them, yes, of course, I need to model for them and tell them what respect is, what respect means, what does it mean, how do I expect, what behavior do I expect from a person, from a child. In any relationship, you need to, you know, establish that a certain boundaries. You need to, even with dear friends, with close friends, you need to have certain boundaries. People should know that this sort of behavior is going to offend you.
Sorry to interrupt you. Let's go for a short break and we'll be back with the rest of our program.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. We are talking about hard teenagers where they show a lot of negative behavior and the parent becomes really concerned about that. Now, our expert, Sayyid Naqawi, said that we as parents need to model respect to our teenagers.
Yes, exactly. And that's what I was trying to say, that we need to show them what respect is, what good behavior is, what we expect from them. They need to learn that. They're not expected to just do it as we say, by saying something. You're not. We normally say that children aren't what we say. They are what we are. They become what we are. So we need to show them a role model.
And Sayyid, sometimes I feel that teenagers, although there may be some outside variables affecting the lives of our teenagers, for example, school, community, friends, and so on, but I feel their reaction is a reflection of our life. For example, a divorced parent, you know, where they still have a lot of challenges and problems, and there's a lot of unrest with the father and with the mother. So although you provide all the financial and material needs of the child and you're, you know, trying to like provide whatever the child needs, or even at some point you even spoil the child, but that unrest in your own personality is really transferred to your child. And although you're pretending to be nice and to control yourself and to be patient, but the child gets your energy. And in the long run, if the atmosphere of the house is not one of, you know, happy, joyful, and peaceful atmosphere, so automatically you will see the same in your child. Is that true?
Certainly. I mean, they reflect your behavior. They become what you are, not what you say. What you may be expecting them to say something good, but they're not doing so because you're not doing so. You're not telling them how to talk to them. Even when you're talking to your children, you need to talk to them in a polite, in a kind way, in a compassionate way. You need to tell them how talking, good talking, respectful talking means. And you need to show that to them while you speak to them, while you speak to others. Because the only way they're going to learn is to see you and observe you carrying out that proper and appropriate behavior with yourself, with your parents, with your relatives, other friends. When they see you do that, they will follow suit. For example, if you think that interrupting someone while he's talking is not good behavior, then you need to teach that to them, and you need to also practice that. That whenever you want to show that respect, for example, respectful behavior is that you listen to the person who is speaking and without interrupting him. that have the patience to hear him out completely what he wants to say, then you should be practicing that before anyone else. I mean, when your child talks to you and you want him to be respectful to you, then you should show him what respect means, not interrupting him, speaking to him in a polite way, in a kind way, in a loving way, in a caring way. So whatever you expect your child to do with yourself and others, and whatever is the model of respect is that you want to command them to do, you need to show them how to do it.
In practice. Thank you so much. Let's go for a short break and we'll be right back.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back, you brothers and sisters. We're talking about troublesome teenagers with a lot of negative behavior where you get sick and tired of, you know, seeing them not respecting you, not listening to you. So Sayed is trying to say that you as a parent need to model a kind of respectful behavior. How, for example, when you're talking to others, including the teenager himself or herself, you are very sympathetic, you are very understanding, you are very loving, caring. And so it's, you know, they say, preach not only by your tongue, but by your words. So that was number two.
Yes, so we need to. I mean, when we said in the previous episode also that we need to nip the problem in the bud, but sometimes we feel bad about embarrassing them, especially when they're talking to others and being disrespectful for others or even ourselves. Then we feel that if we're going to stop them, if we're going to snub them, then we're embarrassing them and we're going to show disrespect to them. Even if that is the case, then we can let that, we shouldn't be passive about it. We shouldn't say, oh, let it be gone, let it be a bygone. No, whenever you get the time, you need to point out to them that the situation that you were in, the way you were talking to that person was not good. Or when the way you were talking to me last night was not respectful. Maybe you don't snub him or you don't scold him or you don't tell him off immediately after he has shown you bad behavior or rude behavior. But then still you need to remind him sometime later on that that sort of behavior is not called for. And you feel offended in any case, or the person whom you were talking to was offended. So if you let it go, then the child will learn to continue with that behavior, with that offensive behavior.
You know, Sayed, I feel that if your relationship, all whatever you said, would make sense only if there is usually a very warm and compassionate and understanding mutual relationship between you and your child. So, like, let's say that, like, you're at work most of the time, very ignorant of the needs of the child, or, you know, a lot of problems has gone between you and the child, and you're not in good terms ever, so this would never work. I mean, this would definitely work. All the solutions and techniques that you shared with us in this program would definitely work only when you and your child are usually on good terms. And the child loves you to a great extent and doesn't want to lose your respect and your attention. So then he tries to, you know, come back to, you know, from whatever deviation or astray way he has gone to. This is the end of another episode of our program, Islamic Upbringing. I'm sure a lot of you have a lot of questions to ask, or you have concerns or comments with regards to our program. Feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also visit our social media, Instagram and Facebook, at Call of Islam Radio. And you can listen to our programs at parstoday.ir. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.